Temple of Death.
Inside a little bamboo house in the center of a thick forest, an old man named Seiji was enjoying the company of his nephew, Kenji.
Uncle Seiji, can I play with your kitty? She looks so soft and fuzzy.
Well, Kenji, if you are gentle and do not pull her tail, you may play with her.
Yay!
Kenji proceeded to play with and pet Mei Mei.
Yos!
Ow! Mean kitty! Bad kitty!
No, Kenji. You must be nice to Mei Mei. She may be a cat, but she's still your elder. She's almost 20 years old.
Okay, uncle. Sorry, kitty.
After Kenji left, Seiji decided to take a walk with Mei Mei along the river. Seiji stepped onto the bridge, beckoning Mei Mei when...
Ah!
Mei Mei jumped back in shock and ran away in grief into the forest.
Many years later, the now-grown Kenji went to go visit his uncle.
Hello? Uncle, are you there?
Kenji went out in search of his uncle.
I'll go to the river first. That was one of Uncle's favorite spots.
Suddenly, a kappa jumped out of the water.
Hey, kid, if your uncle's name was Seiji, he's long gone.
Huh?
Yeah, my family ate him a couple years back. He was delicious. Tasted just like cucumbers.
But.
The kappa jumped back into the water. Kenji continued back to his uncle's house, worried about Mei Mei. That old cat was the last piece of his uncle he had. Determined to find her, he went and searched for her. Kenji slowly entered his uncle's now dark, gloomy, and deserted house.
Who's there?
Hello, my name is Yoshi. I mean no harm and I can help you. I know where the cat is.
Trespasser, come out where I can see you.
Okay, but don't freak out.
What? You're a talking frog!
Yeah, pretty unusual. But like I said, I know where the cat is. Wanna know?
Kenji knew he had to trust the frog, as it was his only hope of finding Mei Mei.
All right, please tell me, Yoshi.
Mei Mei is hiding in the bamboo forest. I must warn you, though, do not go into the clearing that leads to the Temple of Death. Deal?
Deal.
Kenji then began to travel into the bamboo forest, following the only dirt path. Kenji did not walk far before he came to a large boulder with a young woman curled up on top of it.
Are you okay?
The woman turned and ran away into the forest, barely glancing at Kenji.
Hey, wait!
Kenji ran after her, not knowing where he was headed. Suddenly, the woman stopped, declaring,
My name is Chihiro. Kenji, we have waited many years for you.
Chihiro led Kenji down a huge hill to a giant looming temple. Kenji was immediately frightened, for he saw that the floor of the temple was stained with blood and there was a body in the bushes.
What have you been waiting for me?
To kill you. I gave you one rule, never to come here.
But you didn't tell me. Yoshi did.
Exactly.
Chihiro morphed into Mei Mei the cat and sprang at Kenji, succeeding in ripping open his arm.
I am Yoshi, I am Mei Mei, I am Chihiro, and now you will pay.
Mei Mei dove towards Kenji and drove her claws straight through his heart. She taunted him as he died in a bloody, mangled heap.
Bad kitty, stupid kitty, ow, mean kitty.
To this day, Mei Mei drags innocent people into the Sekiodera, or Temple of Death, and punishes them. Children are warned to never stray off the path that leads to the bamboo forest, or Chihiro will find them. Kenji's spirit still haunts the old temple, telling everyone to run while they still can, but everyone is too late.